why? No, wait. Civic duty. Civic duty. How's it going? April 1st. I think April, more like March 32nd. I think April Fool's Day is canceled, given all the crazy shit that's going on in the world right now. I don't think that we should, well, unless it's like tame, light, easy, like, you know, not crazy, bad April Fool's stuff. Like, this one pro wrestler I follow on Twitter named Oney Lorcan, he does this thing where he always tweets in all caps about kicking people's asses and stuff. And he sent out a tweet today that in lowercase letters saying, I'm no longer going to tweet in all caps about kicking people's asses. And I was like, what? No, what's going on? Is he depressed? And why? Why would he ever stop doing that? It's such a great gimmick. It's so funny. Just the tweets that he writes are just, they're really funny. And then the all caps just caps it off and makes it that much fun. Caps it off. Ha ha. Pun not intended. How do you say that? Pun not intended. Not intended. Pardon the pun. Pardon the pun. Sorry. Pardon the pun. Just caps it all off. The all caps portion of the tweet. And yeah, I was all rattled. And then I read the comments. And then eventually someone questioned if it was an April Fool's Day joke. And then I was like, oh yeah. Well, that's pretty funny. So that's allowed. But other than that, yeah, I think that we should tread lightly with the, not to be like a crazy super PC offended by everyone, everything, cancel culture, outrage enthusiast kind of person. But yeah, I think we can probably just pump the brakes on April Fool's Day this time around, given the state of things. So, I allegedly got to work yesterday, which was allegedly fucking amazing, after not being allowed to work for 2 weeks because of the travel restrictions. I got back from a tournament out in Bismarck, North Dakota, and then upon arriving home, found out that I was going to be forced to self-isolate for 14 days, and that would also include work. I wouldn't be able to go into work. So, yeah, that was tough. At one point, I was getting tested. I thought I may have had COVID-19, so I was awaiting test results. So at that point, Lisa figured, like, don't come out of this spare bedroom. So that was, short story long, it was wonderful to get out of the house and go work. It wasn't allegedly the best day of where there was a lot of snow on the ground that we allegedly had to shovel, but it didn't care. Like, it was just so nice to be able to get out of the house and do some work and move my body around and not be in the house. And allegedly, I am on my way to work right now. So back-to-back work days, fucking awesome. Super pumped about that. I was gonna ride my bike. Unfortunately, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. One of my coworkers allegedly is, you know, he takes a lot of pride in himself as an employee and his work and everything like that. And he's kind of one of those, if you're not 10 minutes early guys, you're late. And I don't think I will ever be one of those guys. But, you know, he's sort of instilled in me a little bit of a belief that, you know, maybe I should... I'm trying to turn over a new leaf with this being on time thing. So, I really didn't want to show up late today. And I probably would have been showing up late today had I rode my bike. So, as much as I really wanted to ride my bike, really wanted to get a bike ride in, it would have been very beneficial for me, given that I really haven't done any cardio since, like... before I went to Bismarck, I don't really do that much cardio nowadays. I play sports. I get my cardio from, you know, hockey and ball hockey and dodgeball. I need to play a lot more squash, because squash is kind of the best cardio that you can get in terms of being a racquetball player. Like, I think the best thing you can do for your cardio is play squash, so I got to do more of that. Well, now I can't, though, and who knows when I'll be able to do anything in terms of playing sports. So the bike ride would have been very beneficial for me, but but I decided that I would be better off. I would be better off making sure that I'm on time for work, even though we sort of got super late notice about this shift, allegedly. And I think maybe I could have a little bit of a grace period in terms of, if you're 5-10 minutes late for this one, I don't know that's the biggest deal in the world. When you found out, 40 minutes, 35 minutes before the time to come in. It's in terms of utilizing it as a means of transportation, a point A to point B thing, I don't really enjoy riding my bike very much. I can't remember the last time I went on just a nice recreational bike ride. Those are fun, ripping through, mud and trails and all that stuff. I don't tend to do that very often, though. I tend to use my bicycle as a point A to point B, way to get places. And I don't really enjoy that all that much. It saves gas, even though gas is quite cheap right now. It does save on gas money, and you get a cardio workout out of it, which all that is a great benefit, but it's not really something I enjoy that much, so it's easy for me to just find an excuse to not ride my bike, and that's kind of what I did here. I was also definitely going to be late for work, allegedly, had I rode my bike. I still kind of feel like I should have just went and did it, just for the sake of my well-being, given the cardio. Like, the gas money saving, I mean, while I would be saving on gas money, it's not as important now because I'm making less money. A penny saved is a penny earned. I'm making less money per bike ride than I used to because gas is so cheap right now, but it just, the cardio, the riding my bike would have been very beneficial for myself. So, I probably should have just went and rode. Hammy's instilling some goodness in me. He's making me turn over a new leaf. I don't want to disappoint my coworker friend Hammy and be late. So I drove. I just suck so much at getting my shit together. Really, if I just would have been able to get myself in gear in time, hustle my bustle, I would have been good to get myself to work on time with my bicycle. Instead, I'm rambling around the house looking for my headphones. Lisa made me strip in the garage before I went in the house after work, allegedly, yesterday, because if there is a risk of me passing COVID-19, she figured, we better get you to change outside so that all your clothes are in the garage, and then you go straight to the shower. So I ran naked, straight from the shower. I ran naked. Well, I didn't run naked, but I went straight from work, allegedly. I stripped down. I was bare-ass naked, and I went straight. Lisa gave me some hand sanitizer. I put on my hands, and then I went straight to the shower. Hammy did drive today. So that says something. I guess Hammy was strapped for time too. He doesn't usually drive, he usually bikes every day. That's another reason. It's kind of a catch-22 because I wanted to impress Hammy by being on time, but I also wanted to impress Hammy by riding my bike. So at least he also drove today, but he, of course, is way earlier than I am. Of course, when I'm looking for my headphones and all that shit, I put on all my work clothes that Lisa made me take off. Alleged work clothes made me take off in the garage. Of course, I rip around the house while wearing those, so I basically defeated the purpose of trying to isolate my work clothes. But hopefully nothing got passed on. Nobody has COVID-19 because of me. Anyways, I gotta get in work. I can't let Hammy. It's 2:57 right now. We're supposed to start at 3, allegedly, so I better get going. But thanks for listening. This was, I kind of want to make this be 10 minutes long, so I'm gonna stall for 15 more seconds. I think if Biden wins I think if Biden wins the Democratic primary, he is going to lose to Trump. I don't think he's going to win. So we will, we might be wagering. We might put a bet, a money bet, over this election coming up. But, we'll tune in with you. We'll update you on that as things go along. So, have a good one. Zip it up and zip it out. All the best.